I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, May 22. Coming up, government to pursue strategic divestments for economic growth, JBDC and SRC Inc. deal to help develop MSMEs, and KSMAC to develop management plan for Ward Theatre. The news in detail after the break.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sounds really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, Mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will continue to pursue strategic divestments as a key part of its overall economic growth strategy. Mr. Holness says within the right parameters, divestments provide a valuable framework to maximize the development of Jamaica's assets, while also ensuring citizens receive significant benefits.
In the utilization of those assets, Jamaicans get employed. Jamaica gets to play a role in the international community. Jamaica gets to be seen as an important point. So we have to make the investment. We have to put in place the framework with which private and public sectors can work together to have the full utilization of our assets.
The Prime Minister was speaking Friday at the offices of Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL, following a tour of expansion works being carried out at the ports by the company. KFTL is the local subsidiary of French shipping giant CMA-CGM, which last year signed a 30-year concession agreement with the Port Authority of Jamaica to finance, develop, expand, and operate the island's main transshipment port. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, and the Scientific Research Council, SRC, have inked an agreement aimed at facilitating quicker access to business development for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Executive Director of the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley, says under the Memorandum of Understanding, MSMEs will access services from both entities, including technical support and capacity building, geared at encouraging growth and global market competitiveness.
We cannot solve our problems in our country by patenting and keeping it in a folder on a shelf in a university or in our homes. We have to bring the solutions to the people. That is how we ensure that science, technology, and innovation work for the people.
The MOU will also see to the execution and development of MSME projects. MSMEs will also be able to access discounted services where applicable. A long-term management plan is being developed by the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, KSAMC, for the maintenance of the Ward Theatre in downtown Kingston. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Delroy Williams, reaffirmed the commitment in an interview with JIS News. He says the council is working to make the building operational within the next 3 months.
I gave commitment for August to have it operational by in August, and I'm still working toward that commitment. But I know by December, we should be very comfortable with the building by December. But in terms of operational, I'm sticking to my commitment, August.
Work on the historic theatre is a National Labour Day project and will include refurbishing of all changing rooms, bathrooms, floors, and the theatre house. The project will also comprise lighting and electrical work, plumbing, and painting. And Labour and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson has announced plans for the completion of the Workers' Monument near Kingston Craft Market by May 2018. The Labour Ministry will be engaging in dialogue with the Jamaica 55 Legacy Projects Secretariat to ensure the completion coincides with the 80th anniversary of the 1938 riots next year. The Labour Ministry, in collaboration with its social and tripartite partners, has so far restored the previous plaque that had been stolen.
This new one is cemented, and we hope that it might be harder to take away. The inscription reads, and I quote, "To the workers of Jamaica who struggled in 1938, the nation salutes you," end of quote. Indeed, we salute and honor these workers of 1938.
Minister Robinson was speaking earlier today at the Workers' Week Remembrance and Rededication Ceremony at the Workers' Monument near Kingston Craft Market, downtown Kingston. Workers' Week 2017 is being observed from May 15 to 23 to pay tribute to Jamaican workers and the important role they play in socioeconomic development. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.